The work week may be ending, but Baltimore's unrest is not. Neither an investigation nor the response to it has reached a conclusion following the death of Freddie Gray in police custody. In a moment, we'll ask just what path the investigation follows. We start with NPR's Jeff Brady, who's in Baltimore. And Jeff, what more are you learning about what happened when this 25-year-old man was arrested, then injured, and later died?
Yesterday, Baltimore police said that that van that transported Freddie Gray after his arrest on April 12th, it made an additional stop that investigators were not aware of before. And they learned about it by reviewing video from a business owner's camera. But police are not saying what happened during that stop or even if they know what happened during that stop. Meantime, we're seeing reports that raise a lot of questions about some of the police officers involved, observations from other people who were in custody at the time of Gray's arrest, but very little solid information so far. And a lot of people here are hoping that changes soon.
Well, how are people responding on the streets as they learn new bits of information?
Yeah, we're seeing protests all over the city. There was another big march last night. People walked through the streets down to City Hall. And the big theme of those protests is that people want answers. We talked with Carla Stokes Blackwell in front of City Hall. And I think her comment summed up what a lot of people here are thinking now.
I want to know what happened. Why did it happen? Because I know if that were my family member, I need closure. I need explanations. And I need to know who I need to point the finger at and why.
Last night, just after the curfew started at 10 p.m., there was still a crowd gathered around that CVS drugstore that was looted and set on fire on Monday. But they dispersed a short time later, and police were able to open that intersection back up again. So not a lot of problems here last night.
Okay. NPR's Jeff Brady in Baltimore. Jeff, thanks.
Thank you.